so dry I'm spitting cotton, Mr. Dillon.
Now you can fill up at the Long Branch when we get back to Dodge, Chester.
Yes, sir, but right now I'd even settle for a drink of water.
You can't be that thirsty.
I declare I'm about to stampede. You think there might be a spring in that clump of elder up yonder?
Yeah, it might be.
I swear, next time I'm going to carry me a water bag.
Yeah, keep it wrapped in your pillow, I suppose. Now, you know, town life has made you mighty soft, Chester.
That's far enough.
Well, he's got a rifle, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
Who are you men?
We're looking for water. Is there a spring in there?
I said, who are you? What's your name?
My name's Matt Dillon.
And I'm Chester Proudfoot.
You don't worry me. And I never heard of no Dillon.
Then you shouldn't mind if we get a little water.
Okay. But you'll have to drop them gun belts first.
I'm sorry.
You heard me.
You can't shoot both of us, mister.
Who is it, Art?
One of them's called Dillon.
Dillon from Dodge?
That's what he says.
Bring him in here. He'll help us. He's a U.S. Marshal.
A marshal?
Yeah, that's right. Instead of us standing here about to shoot each other, why don't you tell me why you need help?
I'm Joe Harp, Marshal.
Okay, Harp. Who's your friend?
Harry Spinner.
I've never heard of him either. What's the matter? Has he been shot or something?
Busted his leg.
Oh? Well, there's a doctor in Dodge.
Well, I can't get him there alone.
Now, we'll help you if you'll put that rifle down.
Okay. I found him lying out there on the prairie this morning, Marshal. Horse throwed him, and I drug him into the shade here.
You mean you're not traveling with him?
No, I just stopped to help. You really, Marshal Dillon?
That's right. I don't remember you.
Well, I ain't never been to Dodge. Heard your name, Mo.
Do you live around here, Spinner?
No, I've been working in a saloon down Tascosa. Wanted to change, so I bought me a horse and rode north. Now, I shouldn't have come alone. I don't know nothing about horses. I hate them.
Well, we better get you into Dodge.
I suppose you ain't to drag me there. Well, I've been drug as far as I'm going to be.
I had to get you out of the sun, Spinner.
He's mighty rough about it.
He saved your life, mister.
Why shouldn't he save my life?
Well, all ungrateful, mean temper.
He's been like that all day. But I figure it's because his leg hurts him.
Of course it hurts.
I busted mine once. I know what it feels like. Poor fellow.
Harp, you want to help get him into Dodge, or you want to keep going?
Well, I got no place special to go. I'd kind of like to see Dodge anyway.
All right, then let's get busy. Managed to get him mounted. It was night before we reached Dodge, but by then he was too weak to complain. Anyway, I was more interested in Joe Harp. But all I could find out was that he was a cowboy drifting aimlessly through the country like so many of his kind. He said he had a little money from his last job, and that's why he'd been so wary of strangers. He seemed honest enough. 6 weeks later, he was still in Dodge. Gambling some, but not causing any trouble. Doc and I were talking about him one day in my office.
You know what he did, Matt? About 3 or 4 weeks ago?
What, Doc?
He came and offered to pay Spiener's bill. Said the poor fella wouldn't be able to work for some time. As long as he'd saved him, he felt he ought to help take care of him.
Well, did you take his money?
I did not. Spiener can pay me himself. And he'd better go to work, too, pretty soon. He's already walking around without a cane.
I take it you don't like Spinner much, Doc.
Do you?
Well, nobody does that I know of.
You know, I don't believe he's even thanked Joe Harp for saving his life, man.
Well, Tennessee just come in the mail, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, hello, Doc. Yeah, Chester. See, that brown piece of mail looks official.
It is. Want to open it up now, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I guess it better. I might have my paycheck in it.
Here you are.
Thank you. checks. Just some new wanted circulars.
What's the matter?
Here, Chester, take a look.
Oh, my goodness. Here, look at that, Doc.
Let's see. Wanted, dead or alive, reward $500 for bank robbery and murder while escaping. Joseph Harp. Age 32, sandy hair, 6 feet tall, blue eyes.
That's him, all right.
Signed by the sheriff, city of Denver, Colorado Territory. You going to arrest him, Matt?
Can't you pretend you didn't get it or something, Mr. Dillon?
You can stay here if you like, Chester. Oh,
no, sir, I didn't mean that.
All right, then you take the Texas Trail, the Longhorn, and the Oasis. I'll look in his boarding house at the edge of town, then I'll come back to the Long Branch. You meet me there if you see him first, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, get going.
Cockleburrs, Matt.
I don't see Joe Harp around.
Well, he left. Why?
Chester got here yet?
No. Is there some kind of trouble, Matt?
I'm after Harp, Kitty. How long ago did he leave?
Oh, just a little while ago. He was over there gambling as usual, and then that Spiener came running in and said something to him, and they both left.
Spiener?
Somebody ought to take him out and bury him somewhere.
Well, I couldn't find him no word, Mr. John. Poor Miss Kitty.
Chester, what's this all about, anyway?
Harp wanted for murder, Miss Kitty.
For murder? Joe Harp?
That's just what Spiener said when I told him. He just couldn't believe it.
You told Spiener?
Yes, sir. I ran into him, and then I...
Go get our horses, Chester. I'll pick up the rifles, and hurry. They've had time to get out of town already.
Dillon?
Yeah, what?
I guess I just wasn't thinking when I told Spiener about Joe Harp. I didn't know he was going to run off and warn him.
Well, next time I'll send you out with a potato rammed in your mouth.
Yes, sir. I just wish you would.
No, forget it, Chester. At least it shows Spiener isn't as bad as we all thought. I guess he was just waiting for a chance to do Harp a real good turn.
Well, he sure done it.
Yeah. Now, hold up a minute. Look there.
Oh! Spiener. He's got his hands up.
Yeah. Get your rifle out, Chester, and keep your eyes open.
Marshal, I ain't done nothing.
Where's Harp?
In that draw behind me.
Any tricks and you'll die, Spiener.
I ain't no outlaw. And Harp ain't gonna pull no tricks neither. You just follow me.
I swear I don't understand this tone, Mr. Dillon.
Just follow him, Chester.
He's been hurt.
Yeah, he sure has.
Well, there's your man, Marshal.
Did you do this, Spiener?
I tried to talk him into giving himself up, but he wouldn't listen. And then he tried to draw on me.
I can tell from the way he's lying that you shot him in the back, Spiener.
Well, what difference does it make? He's an outlaw, ain't he?
Yeah. $500 worth of outlaw, Spiner. If you live to collect it. killed. I rode back to Dodge. That night, I wrote out a wire to the sheriff in Denver, claiming the reward for Harry Spener. Then I showed it to Spener, and I told him to keep it quiet, and also to stay out of my sight. He did. About a week later, I had to send Chester to find him and bring him into my office.
Here he is, Mr. Dillon.
Come over here, Spener.
I've been waiting, like you said, Marshal. I ain't talked to nobody.
I had a wire from Denver this afternoon. Everything's all right. The money will be here in another week or so.
Oh. I thought it'd come now.
There it is.
Well, I thought you said it wasn't here yet.
I'm paying you out of government funds.
Oh. Well, that's fine.
I didn't think you'd mind very much how you got the money.
Now, Marshal, I only done my duty.
Count it.
That's all right. I'm sure it's all here, Marshal.
I said count it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You satisfied?
500, that's right.
Spener, nobody knows about this yet. They think I killed Joe Harp. But before they learn who did, I advise that you clear out of Dodge and stay out.
Why? I didn't do nothing wrong.
I want you to tell me something. Is Harp the first man you've killed?
Of course he is.
You know there are men around here who killed 10 or 12 and think nothing of it. But I won't guarantee how they're going to take to your having killed one man.
Well, they can't do nothing about it. It was plumb legal.
Yeah, it was legal.
I earn this money, and before I leave Dodge, I'm going to double it gambling. And there ain't nobody going to stop me.
Okay, Spener, I warned you.
I'm going to get rich, Marshal. I'll show them real rich.
Get out of here.
I'm going.